I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
You're listening to a show with two dumb dudes, and we're about to admit something that I didn't think would ever happen on this show.
I know, right?
There's two different stories out right now that basically have forced us to come to grips with the fact that in pretty much every conceivable way, women are better than us.
They are. Like, every way, just about. I know, buddy.
Let's start with brains.
Well, okay.
I mean, you're a nerd, but they're still smarter than you. I will admit, almost everybody, like, I'm okay with not being the smartest guy in the room anymore. I used to be really smart at math, and now that's a muscle that if you don't use it, you lose it.
Same with your music. You haven't done that
I can
forever.
Still pick up a guitar and kind of shred.
Oh,
but like
okay.
When it, like every once in a while, I'll see something like I watch Good Will Hunting or something, and like
what
those like
equations,
you know, doing extrapolations or whatever you go. I don't even
chaos theory.
Right.
And all
I look
that.
At it, I'm like, I used to look at that and at least understand what was happening.
There. What? Now you have no.
No, I just look at it. It's like what? It's hieroglyphics. I honestly don't understand.
To me, they are. But yeah,
I used to understand all that. I was in advanced calculus. Wow. I was in all like
you were going. You got an offer to go to MIT, MIT for your. Mathematics.
Right? Right now, like I'm in a restaurant doing the thing where I'm like
20%.
Take the first number and double it. Is that 20?
Dude, I miss greater than, less than.
Oh,
math.
Yeah. The that was
math.
Me.
Yeah,
that was
fun.
That was when your math.
Yes.
Pac-Man's eating the bigger one.
Yes.
Unk.
It was fun.
Just this conversation we're having.
Oh, right,
we don't even need to read the story from Harvard or wherever. We just proved that women are smarter than we are. Because women are just sitting around listening to us going, yep.
Exactly,
proof
guys.
Proof positive. Vast majority of people believe women and men have similar IQs. But new research reveals 86% of people said men and women are equally intelligent. However, one gender is smarter than the other, and it's women.
Yeah, they retain knowledge more than we do, I think.
Yeah, they're not much smarter. It's only like 4% smarter, I think. I can't really do the math.
So,
it's the 4%? Difference between 9 and 5. I think that's... But we all think that the sad fact is, even though you're smarter than we are, everyone, even your own gender,
they do
puts us in front. It's kind of weird.
Sad, kinda.
It is, because you're not even, as a woman, you don't even realize you've got us beat.
And if you do, I would use that against us.
Absolutely.
Keep thinking that guys are smarter.
Help me, I'm helpless.
See?
Yeah. Here's the other thing that women are better at.
Okay.
They're cleaner.
Oh, we knew. Yes, absolutely.
They just did. Researchers swabbed the door handles of large office buildings.
Ooh.
On the men's room.
Ooh.
And the women's room.
Well, none of you people wash your hands. You don't wash. You're not a hand washer.
I don't pee on my hands, so why do I need to wash? Yeah. I don't even touch.
You're touching.
We've been through this. I don't touch anything.
There's germs in the air.
Then you should be washing your hands like you're scrubbing in for surgery all the time, being in this room.
Oh, we
with
do.
The kind of people who are on this microphone.
We do.
They say... The men's bathroom door, can you guess how much more bacteria the men's bathroom door
like had? 25 or 500 or the 1,000?
Six times more bacteria than the ladies.
I see that.
And then when you got to the toilet seats, it was only 4 times more on the men's. Do you hover? Do you ever sit? I don't ever sit on a toilet seat in a public restroom.
I try not to go in public, but if I do, I have to go where they have those tearaway.
The paper donuts. I can't handle the donut.
Why not?
There's just a weird thing that when you sit down on it, it makes a sound. I don't like it.
So you'll hover
it. It freaks me out. Yeah, I'd rather hover.
You're a hover. A woman, they all have, if they're going number one, they hover in public as well.
They do.
So you're a hoverer.
It's hard to hover poo, but I can.
Yeah.
Hover poo.
Hover, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main stage. Hover poo.
The fact that this is broken down into a band name.
Oh yeah, we're dumb.
We are the dumber sex.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.